British Sky Broadcasting presents Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, voiced by Neville Watchhurst on behalf of MCS Agency. The New Line Cinema logo unfolds. A child banging a drum is the logo of Mandate Pictures.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
A young man with Korean features smiles as he showers in a luxurious bathroom. An attractive, dark-haired young woman stands with the young man, now dressed, in a lift. He presses the button marked 1, as if thinking to do so was a pretty impressive feat of memory. The young woman appears unimpressed. They exchange looks as they travel in the lift. Under the shower, the young man appears to be reliving or fantasizing about the moment when he grabs the woman in his arms and kisses her passionately. His reverie is cruelly interrupted.
I'm taking the most incredible dump of all time, man.
You couldn't wait till I got out of the shower!
May I remind you that we both just ate 30 burgers and 4 large orders of fries? Ah! Don't worry, in a little bit, I'm sure it'll hit you too.
Maybe, but I'm gonna wait till you get out of the shower.
Well, don't wait too long. We gotta leave for the airport in an hour. Oh, whippers.
An hour?
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, Haroldy.
Yeah.
Nice pubes.
Harold swishes the shower curtain closed. Harold, fresh from his shower, enters a painfully well-organized dressing room and takes from a drawer some fragrantly laundered underwear. Kumar shambles into his midden, sniffs a pair of boxers and throws them over his shoulder in disgust. He wades through piles of clothes in search of something clean. Harold carefully applies a plaster to a cut on his forehead. Kumar holds up a t-shirt which reads on the front, "No means yes," and on the back, "Just kidding." Harold excitedly packs his case. Kumar finds an old can of beer. He sniffs it, sips it, and then spits out violently. Harold chooses from among his neatly ordered shoes. Kumar picks up a pair of battered sneakers from which he pours out a disgusting brown sludge. Harold packs copies of Forbes magazine. Kumar packs copies of Vagina magazine. He pauses, then pulls one out. Harold fastidiously irons a shirt. Kumar lies in bed, masturbating under the covers. Kumar's face is spattered with semen. Harold hoists his neatly packed bags onto his shoulder. A yellow cab pulls up outside an airport terminal. Harold and Kumar pass through the entrance doors.
Dude, oh my, I just realized something.
What?
Maria's gonna think I'm a stalker, man. I'm following her to Amsterdam.
Dude, relax. I have a med school interview in 10 minutes. You don't see me freaking out.
Don't worry, man.
She'll be psyched to see you.
Psyched? You think she's gonna be psyched?
Totes, dude. Why wouldn't she be?
So how does this work? We just show up in Amsterdam, we start calling hotels and ask if they have a Maria staying there?
I don't even know her last name.
Dude, it's totally cool. We're definitely gonna find her. Amsterdam is a very small place.
Sir,
it's not gonna be...
Let me just step aside, please. Let me search you.
Did I beep?
Oh, no, you didn't beep. Just a random security check. If you could just step aside, please. Just over here.
Random, huh?
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with my ethnicity?
Come on, just do what the guy says.
Sir, it's our job as airport security to search for all possible weapons or illegal drugs.
So just because of the color of my skin, you assume that I have drugs on me? What, are you a racist?
Racist? Dude, I'm black.
He's black. He's not racist.
Please, dude. You're barely even brown.
No, he didn't mean that.
Compared to me, you look like Matthew Perry.
Hey, who you calling Matthew Perry, bitch?
I'm calling you Matthew Perry, you Matthew Perry-looking bitch.
Bro, nobody here is Matthew Perry. No one.
What is going on here?
Sir Matthew Perry over here thinks that I have illegal narcotics on me because I'm a minority. And this is textbook racial profiling, and I'd be more than happy to call the ACLU or the governor's
office. No. Sorry for the inconvenience, sir. You can move along.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt Perry.
Why does everything have to become a huge argument with you, man?
Because this is America, dude, and as long as I have my freedom of speech, no one's gonna shut me up.
Kumar?
An attractive redhead gets up smiling from a bench.
Frolty?
Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you. Mm.
So good to see you.
Hey.
Oh, God, it's been forever. What are you guys doing?
We're actually on our way to Amsterdam. Yeah.
Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Well, you guys haven't changed.
You have. You look amazing. Your hair is different. Doesn't she look amazing?
Yeah, you look great.
You look awesome. Sorry, what am I even saying? Yeah. You look different and...
Kumar Patel, you're flustered.
A little bit. So what's up with you? You still dating the Abercrombie-wearing douchebag?
Actually, it's Brooks Brothers.
Colton! How are you, buddy?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And we're not dating anymore. No, we are getting married.
Congratulations, you guys.
You're fucking getting married?
Yeah.
When?
Next week.
It's going to be a perfect day. Well, I mean, that's assuming we get those stargazer lilies from the bouquets. This florist has been a complete nightmare.
Fucking assholes.
Colton's practically planning the whole wedding all by himself.
So ruled. Brewster Keegan letting you off the lease for a little vacay?
I own that place now, Colton. Thank you so much for the hookup. Hey, I ran into Todd at Whitaker's, of course. He told me you got a job working for the government.
Yeah! Yeah, President Bush and my dad were in the same fraternity.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, when he gave my dad that appointment in the Defense Department, became his right-hand man.
Oh, douche.
The president's supposed to be at our wedding, but you know how busy he is.
Yeah. Sounds like an incredible job, man. Hey, you really got some major connections to the top.
If you ever need anything, I'm your man.
Thank you so much, buddy. In time. This guy's the best.
So, sweetheart, we should get going?
Yes.
Good to see you guys again.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
So nice.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
The young woman and her preppy fiancé walk away, leaving Kumar standing as if stunned. She throws a rather complicit look back.
Dude, I can't believe they're getting married. We've only been broken up 2 years.
I'm sorry, bro. But we are going to Amsterdam. Come
this
on!
This is true. This is true, Aldi.
On the plane, an elderly lady casts them a look of distaste.
This is so not like me. It's like I'm a whole new Harold. Better, faster, stronger.
Nice.
Man, I've never used a sick day before. I'm taking a whole week off from work here, man. And listen, 8 hours. We're gonna be in Amsterdam. This is nuts. This is nuts.
I know, dude. It's gonna be exactly like Eurotrip, only it's not gonna suck. It's gonna be awesome.
It's not gonna be awesome.
The woman looks on as Kumar turns into a bearded fundamentalist. The lady leans back in horror as the turbaned Kumar points at her and mimes a crashing plane with his hand. The cabin is now in semi-darkness. Kumar's head is propped against a pillow. Harold plays a romantic movie on his laptop, but his eyes are closed as he fantasizes about the dark-haired young woman of his dreams.
Dude, this chick's giving me such a boner. It's awesome.
Thank you. We're in the moment. She's all yours, buddy.
You want to pause it?
I'm going to the bathroom. No, that's... Enjoy.
Harold hands the laptop to Kumar and heads down the aisle towards the toilets. Harold stands sighing in relief as he urinates.
Just a minute.
Hey.
Kumar breaks in.
What are you doing? I'm taking a piss, asshole. Yo, you're not joining the Mile High Club, are you?
What about the Really High Club?
Are you retarded?
No.
You brought weed on the fucking airplane?
Yo.
What the fuck? Wait a second, you were giving that security guard shit.
Yeah, how else was I supposed to get past him?
By not bringing drugs on an airplane? What do you know? What is this?
You'll see.
Kumar assembles a strange contraption of glass tubes, batteries, and insulating tape.
Harold Lee, I would like to introduce you to an invention of mine. Meet the smokeless bong.
You made this?
You know, I did. When you were slaving away at work, I was actually being a productive member of society.
Yeah, that's really productive.
Let me show you how it works.
So, take a little weed, put it in the bowl right here, and light it just like a normal bong, okay? Now here's the truly genius part. Inside this mechanism, I've actually made a little tiny, tiny fan and some disinfectant powder, okay? It works sort of like a deodorizer, so that anything it expunges smells like Lysol.
Put it away.
No, dude.
Can you not wait till we get to Amsterdam? It's the weed capital of the world.
No.
Put the bong away.
Take the inaugural hit, dude.
No.
Come on, man. Then I'm going to
put it away.
You know the second
freaking bong away.
Harold leaves the cubicle. Turbulence knocks him sideways.
I'm sorry.
The elderly lady gives Harold a look, then turns towards the toilet and sees Kumar lighting his bong.
Goldie?
No, ma'am. It's not a terrorist. He's just an idiot.
This is just a bong.
He said he got a bong! It's a water pipe for tobacco!
No, it's not a bong. It's just a bong.
Kumar is brought to the floor by a security guard. The bong flies from his hand and smashes, releasing its cargo of smoke.
Poison gas! Pick the wrong plan, you terrorist! Fuck!
Hey! Hey, what are you doing?
There are three air marshals on board! Three!
We are not terrorists, sir! That's a bomb, not a bomb!
Shut up!
I got this one!
Please don't!
Ow! I am in a great amount of pain!
Everybody relax, just calm down. Everything is under control. Tell them to turn the plane around. These two assholes are going back to the U.S.
Harold and Kumar look woefully at each other. On a runway, a fleet of shiny black vehicles pulls up. On the door of one of them is the emblem of the Department of Homeland Security. A suited man gets out. On his belt hangs his badge of office. He has shrewd eyes and closely cropped hair. A man in military uniform comes to stand beside him.
Secretary Fox, glad you could make it.
If you're gonna miss a terrorist attack of this magnitude, not a fucking chance. Who are these people?
Representatives of the different intelligence agencies. I assume Secretary Whitmore's coming.
Negative. He's on an ice fishing trip in Glacier Bay. I'm in charge while he's gone.
Well, shouldn't he be alerted? Isn't this issue of more importance than an ice fishing trip?
Who are you again?
Dr. John Beecher, Vice Chairman of the NSA.
Yeah, well, listen, Dr. Dipshit. You've obviously never been ice fishing before.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's fucking exhilarating. The last thing anyone would want while fishing for pike is to be interrupted. Now back off and let me do my job.
Fox has got right into Beecher's face. He now walks away with supreme arrogance. Fox peers through a window at Harold and Kumar.
What's up with the guy with the weird eyes? He handicapped or something?
We believe he's of Korean descent.
My God. North Korea and Al-Qaeda working together. This is bigger than I thought.
You couldn't wait. You couldn't fucking wait. We were about to have all the legal weed we wanted. You know, in Amsterdam, where we were going!
Fox walks threateningly into the holding cell and slams the door. Harold and Kumar sit sheepishly. Fox holds up the wreckage of the bong.
Thought you could get away with this, huh?
You thought that after 9/11, our national security was a joke, huh? Well, guess what?
What?
We knew you fuckers would be back!
Holy
shit. But we're Americans, man. We love America. We love America!
Very much.
Oh, that's a convenient thing to say after you try and blow up a plane filled with Americans.
No, we didn't do... No, you see, you have the wrong idea. My idiot friend here brought marijuana on the plane.
Hey, zip it, Hello Kitty.
okay? I know your operation's funded through drugs.
No, this is typical government bullshit,
hey,
sir.
Hey, shut up!
Harold!
Shut up!
Do we have the right to make a phone call?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You want rights now. You want freedoms right now. Is it time? Is it freedom o'clock? Guess what?
What?
Where you guys are going, they have never even heard of rights.
Where are we going?
Fox smiles diabolically. Razor wire surrounds an enclosure. A caption reads, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Where is it, man? Where is it, man?
I'm an innocent man. I don't need blood. And toys. For tots.
No, I'm in Guantanamo Bay.
See why I'm against paying taxes?
Hey! Fuck you!
Dude, calm down, okay? Look on the bright side. There's a sink, there's a toilet. The pillow actually looks pretty comfortable.
The resident goat defecates on the pillow.
Okay, you don't speak to me ever. Ever.
Okay. No! Hey, shut up!
So what are you guys in here for?
Giving the United States taste of their own medicine.
You guys are real terrorists?
Some call us terrorists. Others call us heroes.
Screw that. You think you guys are heroes for killing innocent people?
It's because of assholes like you that we're even in this fucking place, you
fucking cowards!
Well, maybe if the people in your country stopped eating donuts and started realizing what their government is doing to the world, assholes like us wouldn't exist.
Fuck you! Donuts are awesome!
They're delicious.
You like donuts? Well, wait till you see what they make you eat in here.
Yeah?
What do they make you eat in here?
Ever hear of a cock meat sandwich?
What's a cock meat sandwich?
You're about to find out. Right about now, sucker.
All right. Cock meat sandwich time. You know the drill.
What about that? They just got here!
Big Bob's taking care of them.
Big Bob?
Big Bob?
I hope you like donuts.
Let's go to work. And listen, guys, enjoy.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Oh, this is not good.
No, Kumar, it is not good.
I've never had to suck a dick before.
Me neither.
I bet it sucks dick. Oh, shit, dude.
Please don't let it be Big Bob. 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 Please don't let it be Big Bob.
Hi.
Don't let it be Big Bob.
I'm Big Bob.
Fuck. Yes, you are.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
No?
Well, you better get hungry real fast, because I got a whole lot of sandwich waiting for you.
Get out!
Holy shit!
All right, let's get going.
Hold on, Big Bob. I got to ask you a question before this all goes down. All the guards in Guantanamo were gay?
Fuck no! Ain't nothing gay about getting your dick sucked. You're the ones that's gay for sucking my dick.
What?
In fact, creeps me out just being around you fags.
But...
All right, get down on your knees and open your mouths.
Please, Big Bob.
Why don't you just kick our ass instead?
Get on your fucking knees!
All right. You go first, dude.
Jesus. Come on.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, his dick smells like shit, dude. Oh, shit.
The terrorist left my dick!
The pair in the next cell overcome the two guards and run.
Come.
Wait a second, should we? What if they kill us out there?
Harold and Kumar run from their cell.
Oh, fuck.
They take cover beneath a flight of stairs. One of the other escapees runs towards the perimeter fence.
What the fuck is he doing?
The man man places a beam against the fence, takes a run up, but falls and electrocutes himself on the wire.
Now.
The lights all go out. Harold and Kumar clamber over the body.
My wrist is swelling, man!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Fuck!
Watch out for cheetahs! This is cheetah turf!
What? Okay. We hit ocean. What are we gonna do now?
Hey, look!
A ramshackle raft stands ready to leave.
Excuse me! You guys going to America?
Si, vamos.
Yes, we're going.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Jorge, the first thing you have to do when you get to America, buy a device called TiVo, okay? Freedom means nothing if you're a slave to regular programming, I promise you that.
Hey, man, how about you focus? We gotta figure out what to do when we get to the States. We don't have wallets, we don't have any ID, we got nothing.
Well, I figure we're gonna land somewhere around Miami, right? There's only one guy we know who lives down there.
How do we know that? Raza.
Yeah.
We gotta go see Raza.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Thanks again.
What nice people.
I'll get me that Tivo, man.
Yeah, South Florida, here we are.
Okay, so how do we get to Raza's?
The old fashioned way, man. You walk, let's go.
Walk.
Yep.
Oh, so I guess Raza's.
We'll find it.
That away.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
The white sandy beaches and high-rise developments of South Florida. Nighttime now, and the pair walk past a row of smart cars up to a palatial dwelling.
Wow, Raza's place is pretty sweet.
Kind of ghetto for Miami.
The door is answered by an attractive young woman.
Hi.
The pair are transfixed by her naked bottom half.
Y'all aren't here to complain about the noise, are you?
No, we're not. Here to complain about the noise. We are here to see... What is his name?
Who are you? Jen.
No, we're here to see Raza.
Oh, okay. Follow me.
Thank you, ma'am.
We'll follow you, I guess.
They follow the young woman into a luxurious villa. Similarly scantily clad women stand all around the place.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Raza!
What?
What's up?
Kumar and Roldy!
What's up, man?
I haven't seen you guys since graduation. What are you guys doing here?
What's
up with the orange jumpsuits?
Hey, no. Question number one, what's up with this party?
What do you mean?
There's exposed vagina all over your house.
Oh, yeah. That was my idea. I don't know about you guys. I'm sick of all the hype over topless.
Really? I always like toplessness.
Yeah, well, I'm starting the bottomless trend. Hence, the bottomless party. So what are you guys doing in South Beach?
How about you answer that question? I'm gonna go check this out.
Where are you going?
Bye.
Listen, I'm really sorry to bother you with this.
You all right?
Not really.
At the Pentagon.
We're locked up for less than an hour, and they already escaped? Damn it! Make sure the press doesn't get wind of this. Make the public think we're some two-bit operation.
Got it, sir.
Must have been either Al-Qaeda or North Korea who broke them up. Find out if they have any relatives in the country.
You probably should have done that in the first place.
Fox turns threateningly towards Beecher.
Do you have a problem with the way I'm running the show, Beecher?
I'm just saying it. I've looked through the files on Harold Lee and Kumar Patel. They were both born and raised in New Jersey. Other than a couple of traffic tickets, they're clean.
Oh, right. That's why they just broke out of prison.
But it's not even clear that they should have been there in the first place.
Shouldn't you?
The exasperated Fox grabs a framed photo from the desk of a nearby employee.
You see this cute little white girl, Beecher?
Yeah.
Do you want her to get raped and murdered?
Of course not.
Are you sure? Because this is America. Do you want to rape America?
No.
Then stop fucking with me. This is serious. She's adorable.
So you guys are fucking fugitives?
It's Kumar's fault. If we get out of this, the chances of us remaining friends is highly... highly... boobies.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Put that back on and keep it on.
fucking party you think this is?
Yo, what are you guys talking about?
Roldy was just letting me in on your situation. Thanks for getting me involved.
What about that fucking time we had to cover for? You lied to your ex-girlfriend about how you got crabs. You owe us, man.
Yeah, that's
what?
Right.
Okay, yeah. That was a long time ago.
I love crabs.
Speaking of ex-girlfriends, isn't yours getting married or something?
How does everybody know about this except for me?
Wait. Colton. Colton Graham can help us out.
No, fuck
yes.
That.
Yes.
No doubt. Anyone can clear your names. It's him.
I'm sorry, the thickweed is not helping us.
Wait a second. Do you have his contact info?
Not anymore. But the wedding is at his family's estate in Hewitt, Texas. Oh, but you don't want to bother them when they're doing the whole wedding thing, right?
You know, that actually might be our only hope.
Fuck! How do we get there? We can't go to the airport. They're looking for us.
I'll loan you one of my cars.
Really?
But first, y'all gotta get in the spirit of the party.
What do you mean, spirit of?
What do you think I mean?
Oh.
What about you?
Me? I've been in the spirit.
Raza reveals his forest of pubic hair.
Oh my god!
Love your dick,
yeah.
Raza.
Drink it in.
What the fuck?
That looks like Osama bin Laden's beard!
I know, right? All right, boys. Your turn. Let him dangle.
Let's just do it.
Bring it.
Count of three. One. Two. Three.
Harold and Kumar, dressed in floral shirts and sunglasses, swagger out of Raza's place in the morning light. Coming to an open-topped canary yellow Mustang, Kumar vaults into the passenger seat. Harold triumphantly presses the key fob. They drive away, Harold at the wheel.
This car is freaking sweet!
Oh yeah, it's sweet! Because we're fugitives, driving a yellow convertible with the top down, just like assholes!
Yo!
Hey look, he has one of these things.
Did you put that down?
No, you can hook it up to the internet and you can play Mike Tyson's punch out on it. King Hippo's going down!
Put that away. I can't believe you can even think about playing games at a time like this, man. You realize what would happen if our parents found out about this?
You have sent our sons to Guantanamo Bay. This is an outrage!
Arabs think you can just mix in with our peaceful society and we're not gonna find you, huh?
I am not Arab. I am Indian.
Look, Chief, I'm not here to argue semantics with you, okay? I'm here to save lives. Ask the Lees what they know about their son's terrorist activity.
Look, we've been American citizens for over 40 years. Now, frankly, I find this very offensive.
They're using some sort of dialect I've never heard before. But I'm pretty sure he said something about going on the offensive.
Tell them we know what their son is up to, and if they don't cooperate, he could be sentenced to death. Hit him.
We know what he said. Sir, Harold and Kumar are good boys.
He's supposed to be in medical school.
They are supposed to be in prison. That is where terrorists belong. These fuckers are going down. Dead or alive. Tell them that in your fake Ching Chong language.
Diaduri?
Oh, shut up, you're an idiot. I don't know what you're saying, buddy. Fuck you.
Fuck me!
Listen,
no!
Sit
down! Fuck me!
The yellow Mustang powers through the American boondocks.
Hey, look, man, we're in Alabama. Oh, we actually get a first-hand look at the South, huh?
Hey, this wasn't supposed to be a trip to the South, okay? This was supposed to be the most romantic week of my life. Do you remember that? Before you fucked it up? Do you remember that?
Just chill, okay? We'll be out of this situation. You'll be up in Maria's guts in no time, right?
Oh, hey. She's not some skank, man. I've never felt this way about anyone before, really. What the fuck? Why am I talking to you about this? It's not like you would understand, so.
Kumar turns and gazes out of the car window at the passing forest. The trees become library shelves. Kumar sits trying to work at a library table. He turns in exasperation to the girls playing their music behind him.
Excuse me, please. Leave
turn that off? This is a library.
What a fucking show.
Kumar stumps off to an isolated cubicle, not noticing that the other half of the table is occupied.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. You know, the whole reason people come to the stacks is for some peace and... quiet.
I know, I'm sorry. I hate it when people disturb me here too. It's just this fucking calculus final is killing me.
Do you mind if I take a look?
No.
You're actually very close. May I?
Yeah.
He gingerly moves her hand from the page. She smiles at his gaucheness.
I touched your breast.
It's okay.
Sorry. So you just go...
Wow. You're good at this.
Thanks.
What did you, like, take calculus in high school or something?
Oh, actually, my dad taught it to me in sixth grade.
What are you, like, Doogie Howser?
No. Although that would be incredible. He's my hero. I love that show.
What are you working on there?
This is just a poem for my creative writing class.
The square root of three?
No, not sorry.
A poem of love by Kumar Patel. Hey, let me read it.
No.
Why?
Because it's lame.
Then read it to me.
There's no way I'm letting you see me in that light.
Good luck with your calculus.
Aw, and don't be embarrassed. You know, a lot of girls find intelligence sexy.
Look, I'm not even going to be showing this to my professor, all right? That's why I'm so stressed out right now.
Stressed out, huh? Come with me.
She pulls him away between two rows of tall shelves.
What?
You're smoking drugs in the library. What if somebody catches us?
Don't worry. It'll help you relax.
This is a poison.
Let me help you.
She takes a deep pull on the spliff and then pulls Kumar to her and kisses him, breathing smoke into his mouth. When she finally pulls away, Kumar appears much more relaxed than he was.
I'm Kumar.
Vanessa.
You're still not reading that poem.
Kumar pulls her to him now and they kiss passionately. A younger Harold appears at the end of the row of shelves. He looks on in disbelief and then slinks away.
Kumar.
Yeah.
What's going on? We're in Birmingham, Alabama. Are we supposed to be here? What's going on?
Why did you bring us here, dude?
I mean, why did I... You were supposed to be following the directions, asshole. What do you mean?
There's gotta be like a highway or something, yeah?
Oh, yeah, there's gotta be a highway. What's going on up there?
People mill around in the darkened high street.
What the hell is this? Turn it around.
Hey, just go through, man.
Dude, we're not driving through this basketball game.
You know, Raldi, I really thought you were bigger than this.
Dude, I'm not scared because they're black. I'm scared because they're scary. And it's not like we got Gregory Hines out there.
Not that scary. Turn around.
Seeing an enormous and very scary player, Harold reverses back into a fire hydrant which gushes water. The flood shorts out the ghetto blaster.
That's not good.
Now there's no music, man.
Shit, man.
Motherfucker! My joint is living!
Shit, this isn't good.
This is not good. This is not good.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're coming over here.
Fuck, dude. Shit! Why did you do that? Yeah, I had a fire hydrant on purpose.
They're getting weapons, man. All right, what do we do?
I think
what do we now?
Run.
The pair flee the advancing crowd, who pick up tire irons.
Yo! Where y'all going?
We was just trying to help.
Damn!
Man, somebody call the police. When do you report this?
Daylight. The stricken Mustang still bestrides the hydrant. Beecher and the military man stand by as the black SUV pulls up and Fox gets out. Several idlers look on, clutching bottles in brown bags.
Yeah, that's right. You like the ride?
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, man.
They abandoned it last night. Registered to a Raza Syed. The witness's description of the driver and passenger matched that of Leah Patel.
Tried bringing in Syed last night, but he's already left the country.
Well, they know we're closing in on him, that's why.
Okay, no, I'll give you a call. All right.
Whoa. This is our witness.
Fox has drawn his gun on the enormous basketball player. He relaxes now and smiles cynically.
So, you saw the fugitives, huh?
Yeah. It was like I was telling the sheriff.
Yeah. How do I know you're telling the truth?
I don't have a reason to lie to you, man.
Oh, really? We'll see.
Where's he going? What's going on?
Fox returns from his car, brandishing a can of grape pop.
Why don't you tell me what really happened?
He waggles it at the bemused man, then prepares to open it.
All right.
This is so ignorant.
Really?
Yes.
Is this ignorant?
Fox pours the drink
on
the ground.
Hey, tell me, gonna let him do that? See if he got Kool-Aid.
Almost gone, witness. Sure, there's not something you want to tell me? I'm not stopping until you crack.
I already told you that they took off running.
This isn't necessary. Mr. White is telling you the truth.
Yeah, and how can you be so short, Beecher?
Because he doesn't have a police record. He's an orthodontist, for Christ's sake.
Okay, then, Beach. How do you propose we find the terrorists, huh?
Those Nokia 7710 taken from the console. We have its tracking numbers. Our satellites are running a trace on it as we speak.
I'm serious about that Kool-Aid.
What's going on? Where are you?
Dude, that is a fucking long story. We're actually in Alabama right now, heading to Texas.
Hey, listen, you're not gonna believe this, but the other night, I ended up at that Asian party and I shtupped Cindy Kim.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah, man, she even gave me a blumpkin.
What is a blumpkin?
It's when a girl gives you head while you're sitting on the toilet taking a shit.
Really?
Hello?
Hey! What are you doing?
Are you talking on a cell phone when the government is looking for us?
Dude, it was just Goldstein. I had something important to tell him.
Oh, it's because you had something. That's good. That's okay. Nothing is more important than finding a way to get to Texas. Do you get it?
Yes.
We've been walking an entire day, and we have not seen a street sign. Do you get it?
Can I say?
I can't. I can't.
Dude, honestly, you gotta be a little more positive about these things, all right?
Yeah? Positive about what? I don't...
First of all, look at this beautiful Alabama landscape, okay? You don't get shit like this in New Jersey. Hey, look, dude. It's a baby deer. Wow. Oh, man. Hey. Look how cute this deer is, dude. Not like those asshole deer in New Jersey.
I know, man.
Hey, buddy. Dude, Alabama's awesome. He likes you.
Oh, my God!
Sorry about that. I was in my zone.
Oh.
What the hell y'all doing out here in them fancy clothes?
We were on our way to Texas, and we got lost.
Texas? You're a long way from Texas. Born in 04. Get in here. Yeah. Sun's about to go down. Y'all need a place to stay? You hungry?
Yeah, sure.
You want to follow me? Come out!
But maybe we shouldn't.
It's already dead. You need a hand, dude?
My grandpappy bought this land in 1902.
Oh, very nice, sir. This place is gonna suck.
The hillbilly leads them to a backwoods shack.
Honey, I'm home.
The interior is that of a Fifth Avenue apartment. An elegant blonde sits at a computer.
me who's bringing guests home. I'd have straightened up in here.
Fellas, this is my wife, Raylene. Raylene, meet Harold and Kumar.
Hello.
Can't shake. Just got deer head all over me. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, boys. You just make yourselves at home.
Thank you.
Honey, something's wrong with that DSL. Every time I go on the online, it says searching for server.
What you need to go online for is anyways?
I was gonna get one of them new portable satellite radios.
What the fuck you need a satellite radio for?
Don't you be cussing when we got company over.
Guys, we're just gonna get out of here.
Nonsense. Don't be silly. You're our guests.
You guys have got to stay for supper.
No, thank you.
We really need to get going now. We're gonna have to get high first.
The hillbilly opens a huge box of spliffs. A helicopter overflies woodland. Men move through the undergrowth carrying flashlights. Fox bends down and triumphantly picks up Kumar's mobile, which Harold flung into the scrub.
We're close.
The hillbillies sit at their sophisticated dinner.
News to me. I never knew farmers smoked weed.
You ever try farming not high? It's boring as shit.
You know, this is great, guys. I kind of always, you know, sort of assumed that people from the South were kind of,
A bunch of dumb rednecks?
No, that's not...
We do try to keep our inbred son in the basement when we have company.
Oh, guys, I didn't mean it like that. I was just... Oh, fuck.
They found us.
What do you mean they found you?
I'm so sorry.
Are you boys in some kind of trouble?
All right, this is going to sound crazy, but basically, we're on a plane to Amsterdam, and we got mistaken for terrorists, and we got sent to Guantanamo Bay, and then we escaped and snuck into America with a bunch of Cubans. Now we're trying to get to Texas, where there's a guy who can help us out, and he's getting married to Kumar's ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I understand that.
You do?
Like the government's never screwed us over before. You know what? Y'all come down here and hide in the basement. I will handle this.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
As the couple prepare to do battle with the law, Harold and Kumar descend a staircase into a vast cellar.
Okay. This isn't creepy. What the hell is that?
Shh. You're walking towards the creepy music?
Shh.
Kumar pulls aside thick cobwebs, drawing closer to a box. Out of which leaps a jack-in-the-box.
Hey, dude, there's a lighter here with a clown on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's a fucking monster!
As Kumar reaches for the lighter, a fat hand emerges from the darkness to grab him. The pair scurry to the far side of the cellar. Kumar flicks on the lighter. The stunted Cyclops creature comes up behind them.
Don't worry, I got rid of him. It was just my neighbor.
There's a freaking Cyclops in your basement, man!
Thing, dude!
You met Cyrus.
Cyrus, you named it?
Our son. You must have woke him up. He's supposed to be asleep. I'm sorry.
I thought you were joking when you said you had an inbred son who lives in your basement.
Well, it ain't a joke. Raylene and I here are siblings. And we get it on. But that don't mean we ought to be judged.
You boys must be awful tired after what you've been through. Come with me, I'll show you to your bed.
You better go back to sleep, boy! Don't make me come down there and whip your Cyclops ass! It's tough love.
Nighttime at the shack. Harold sleeps fitfully in a comfortable bed. Kumar lies serenely, seemingly dreaming of his ex-girlfriend.
I don't know what I was thinking, dating that douchebag, Colton.
He is a douchebag. What were you thinking?
It was agony pretending his puny little penis satisfied me.
I bet. I bet you've been missing the Thundercock, too, haven't you, baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? You've been missing it?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
A lot.
I bet. Well, I kind of have this fantasy.
What is it?
I thought it'd be kind of cool to bring somebody else in bed with us.
Who?
Hey, baby.
What appears to be a huge bale of marijuana with arms and dressed in slinky underwear enters.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's hot, right?
Let's do it.
Kumar gets it on with his old girlfriend and the bale of dope. They both slide down to fellate him. The bale is on top of her now as Kumar takes it from behind.
Like that?
He and she kiss as she inserts her whole hand into the bale's pink-rimmed vagina.
Dude, I just had the most fucked up nightmare.
Come on, man. I was having a really hot... Go back to bed, please.
Harold lies back down. Next to him in the bed is the Cyclops' son of their hosts.
Their Goonies child was kind of cute.
I don't care. It tried to fucking bite me. Jesus, every time the two of us try to get anywhere, fucking disaster after fucking disaster.
Jesus, dude, here, you really need a hit.
Dude, I don't want a fucking hit. It's your solution to everything, you know that? Think about it. We should be at Colton's already.
Chill, we still have 2 days to fuck up the wedding.
What?
What?
That's what this is all about, isn't it? You want to fuck up the wedding. It's not fucking funny, Kumar. It's not fucking funny! Colton is the only guy that could help us out at this point. I cannot believe you're willing to fuck that up!
I just hate that fucking asshole, okay?
Yeah? I like him better than I like you right now.
Really?
Yeah! You know what he got me? A job. You know what you got me? Thrown into Guantanamo Bay.
Your job sucks.
Admit it, you're jealous because Vanessa found somebody better than you.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Better than you! Let me think. Potential future president or unemployed pothead? Ooh, tough. That's tough. That's a tough one for her, isn't it?
Yeah, well, at least Vanessa's not in Amsterdam getting plowed by a bunch of European dudes.
What?
You really think Maria's saving herself for you, dude? Right now she's probably got 2 uncircumcised dicks dangling in front of her throat. You know what she's gonna do with them?
Down her to her tonsils?
Dick.
Harold rips off Kumar's hat. Kumar reciprocates.
That's my hat.
That was my hat, bro.
Don't you dare say a fucking word about my angel. The fuck was that? Get up. Get up! Fuck you!
They move warily along the path. Coming to a clearing, they happen upon a Ku Klux Klan gathering, complete with burning cross.
Is that a KKK bonfire?
Yeah. I think it is.
Maybe we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. Let's do that.
Behind them, 2 Klansmen approach carrying a barrel.
Hold up a second. I gotta go drain the main vein.
The Klansman urinates over the log behind which they are hiding.
Man, hurry the fuck up.
You're the one who made me drink that third beer. Hold your horses, Peckerwood.
Oh,
gross! You fucking pissed on me, you racist fuck!
The heck?
The main group of Klansmen turn curiously towards the commotion. A man in red robes with a squint speaks.
What the hell is that?
Harold and Kumar are now in robes.
We are fucked.
Kenny, Clarence! What in the tarnation you guys doing?
Good, you brought the keg. Hold that thing over. Let's go. Come out! Come out!
Woo! Woo!
Go, come out!
Harold and Kumar lug the keg of beer over to the main group, leaving the unconscious bodies of the two clansmen lying behind the tree. The clan go wild on beer.
Yeah, and then you put little onions on them and you steam them. They're awesome. Roll them. Dude, I never thought I'd say this in a million years, but the clan really knows how to party. You gotta try these dogs.
Really? Oh. They know how to... The clan knows how to party.
Oh. Dude, we gotta get out of here.
Right, dude, relax.
Yo! Come on over here and we'll sit around the campfire.
Shh. What do we do? Let's go sit down.
Rufus, like to them marshmallows and the graham crackers. Best s'mores we've had in a long time. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want each one of y'all to tell me something that you did to a minority this week. It better be good. Here.
They eagerly await Harold's answer.
Come on, dude, say something.
You know what? I did knee an Indian guy in the balls.
That's funny!
Yeah, send them Indians back to Africa.
Well, you want to hear something real fucked up and awesome that I did?
I took a Korean guy's toothbrush and I rubbed it all over my dick.
You did that?
Well, that's just damn right disgusting. But I like it!
Yeah, I love being white.
Look what we got us here, brothers.
The mugged pair rip off Harold and Kumar's hoods.
Mexicans! Listen!
The pair flee the crowd of torch-bearing racists.
Come on, boys, let's chase them back to the border!
The red-clad leader trips and ignites his own robes.
Shit!
Should we put it out or what?
Are they still behind us? I don't think so. Dude, the clan is fucking slow. Hey, flag down this car. Help! 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for stopping.
No problem.
Neil? Gary and Kumar!
Yeah!
Harold.
Sorry, man. I forgot.
What are you doing here, man?
This is where God took me. What are you guys doing out here?
We're actually trying to get to Texas.
That's where I'm headed. What are the odds? Let's get out of here.
All right. Shrimps?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, though. Suit yourself.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's gonna be a bumpy fucking ride.
In Washington.
We found their phone. Leon Patel made a phone call to you. Tell us everything you know about their terrorist plot.
Terrorist plot? Roald and Kumar.
This is ridiculous. Okay, fine. Fine, Mr. Rosenberg, Mr. Goldstein. We'll do it your way.
Fox produces and tantalizingly shakes a small leather pouch. The pair shift uncomfortably as Fox pours from it a cascade of coins onto the table. Beecher looks mortified by the crassness of the gesture.
It's about $7? Look, don't insult us, all right? I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I'm pleading the fifth until I speak to my lawyer.
Oh, you're pleading the fifth, huh? Beecher, give me a copy of the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights? Why?
Just do it!
Excuse me.
Five, right?
Five alive.
Sure. Okay. Want to know what I think? What, the Fifth Amendment?
Fox rips the page from the statute book and wipes his backside with it.
There it is. That's what I think of the Fifth Amendment.
He flips them the brown-stained page.
Why the hell is your ass so dirty? Don't you wipe?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, buddy. What do you got?
Turns out the FBI was already tapping Mr. Goldstein's phone. We got what we need.
Wait a second. You were tapping my phone?
You want to hear the tape?
No. I'm sick of listening to this dirt farmer. What's the upshot?
Lee and Patel are on their way to Texas as we speak.
Ha! I knew they'd trip up. Ready the plane. These fuckers are going down.
As Fox leaves, the two young Jewish men scoop up the coins.
Neil, can you just focus on driving? Focus on the road. You've had dozens of shrooms, my friend.
Dude, I was able to perform an appendectomy at age 14. I think I can handle a couple mushrooms.
Isn't that just a TV show?
Jesus Christ! Did you see that unicorn? Its horn was so shiny. So, why are you guys headed to Texas?
Let's just say my ex-girlfriend's getting married.
The one that got away, huh?
Yep.
Sounds to me like you need a drink.
Road, Neil, please, can you pay attention to the...
I've got it.
Yeah, but...
He's a good driver, stop. Thanks, man. Cheers, dude.
Really? Drinking?
Neil Patrick Harris of Starship Troopers fame sucks beer from a can.
I have a lost love story of my own.
Oh, yeah?
I'll never forget her. Her name was Tashonda. She was Whoopi Goldberg's stand-in. Her skin was so soft. Her lips were so sweet. She had these tiny little Hershey Kiss nipples.
Oh.
She just wanted to suck on all night long. Anyway, last day of shooting, I told her, I said, T-Bird, we're gonna have to break up.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't think I could take on that kind of responsibility.
Oh.
That's a big mistake.
Holy shit.
The point is, boys, even though I love having sex with some hot random trim, a day hasn't gone by where I haven't thought of Tashonda. Every time I see a bag of Hershey's Kisses, my balls get so wet. Here's to you, Tashonda. I hope you kept the baby.
Neil pulls from a bottle of Jim Beam. The Texas state flag flies in front of a well-heeled country home. Vanessa sits on a bed looking at photographs. The ones of herself and her fiancé elicit no reaction. However, the ones of Kumar, giving the camera the finger in a fancy dress wig, miming licking two enormous melons held against Vanessa's chest, bring fond smiles and laughter to her face. Her fiancé enters the room.
Hey, honey, what's up?
I found something in your purse.
Why would you go through my purse?
Why would you have a joint when you know it could ruin my political career?
I'm sorry. With all the wedding plans, I've just been a little stressed. It helps me relax.
Marijuana is illegal, Vanessa. Now, I thought that part of your life was in the past.
It is.
Good. That's all I need to hear. Hey, baby. Look, I know things can be hectic with the wedding, but, you know, if you get stressed out, just do what I do. Snort Zoloft, okay?
Neil pulls to a halt at a queue of cars stopped at a police roadblock.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Dude, they set up a fucking roadblock!
They're gonna find us!
Talking about. Neil, I don't know how to say this any other way, man, but we're fugitives.
Oh, cool.
Okay, well, we gotta find a way to get out of this.
Yeah, please.
You act like I've never smuggled a fugitive across state lines before. Here, hide in that. Sorry, it's a little sticky.
The pair hide beneath a filthy blanket. Neil debates about handing them his bag of magic mushrooms, but instead decides to eat the lot. Fox and Feature stand at the roadblock.
What the...
When were you going to show me these?
Neil edges forwards towards the roadblock. A policeman leans down and speaks through the open passenger side window.
Excuse me.
Wait, officer! Hold that car!
Fox approaches the car and slowly and melodramatically leans down and looks through the window. Throughout the following speech, Neil sees hallucinations of himself riding a unicorn.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yep.
It is an honor to meet you, sir.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm sure you get this all the time, but your part in Starship Troopers truly, truly changed my life.
Really? How?
Well, no one thought the war against the arachnids of Clendathu could be won, but you showed the Starship Troopers that those bugs could be destroyed. A lot of people think the war on terror is a war that can't be won, right? That's why I joined the Department of Homeland Security. My friend, two words. Starship, fucking troopers.
If you want to know the secret of being, you will come with us.
Please, I really need to go.
Yeah, of course. I'm so sorry to bother you. You move along.
Bye. I love you.
I love you too, Mr. Patrick Harris.
Neil drives on. Fox stands saluting him.
Holy fucking shit, that was awesome.
Try having that conversation on shrooms. I deserve an Oscar for that performance.
You do?
Dudes, I'm gonna take a little detour on the way, all right?
No, Neil, no. But we're almost there,
no
man.
No buts.
What
do? No buts. I'm going to a whorehouse, and I'm gonna get my fuck on. If you two don't want to get your dicks wet, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Get my dick wet.
Neil pulls up outside a large building in front of which stands a sign announcing Girls, Girls, Girls. Another sign reads Madam Sally's Foxhole.
Oosie, I'm home! Hello?
Well, well, well. I thought you'd never show your face around here again.
What's the matter, Sally? I thought I was one of your top customers.
Have you forgotten what happened the last time you were here? Because of you, my best girl quit.
Hey, I paid her good money. Besides, I bring you new customers.
New customers?
Oh, no, Neil, that's all. Thank you, though. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sally, bring on the lineup.
Line up in the chutes, girls. Longhorns coming through.
Neil chooses a woman with basketball-sized breasts.
Bigger, 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 bigger. Hello.
Bye.
What's your name, miss?
Tits Hemingway.
I hope you're ready for me, Tits. Because I'm going to rock out with my cock out. And you're going to jam out with your clam out. It's going to be magical. Pours around me, fellas.
No, Neil,
thanks,
thank you,
dude.
But we...
That's a screw that, Roldy. I don't know about you, but no offense to the rest of you ladies, I'm going to be taking you too.
No, come on, Roldy. You're missing out, bro.
Harold waves in embarrassment at the remaining prostitutes.
Why don't you lie on the bed and tell us what you want us to do?
Okay. How about you take off your clothes and make out with each other?
We've done that before. We can do that.
Yeah?
Kumar looks on in a state of high excitement as the two girls, one dark and one blonde, begin undressing each other and embracing.
You know what bothers me the most, though? He never once apologized for getting me into all this trouble. I mean, I'm supposed to be with my Maria right now in Amsterdam, okay? But... cool. He doesn't know how to say I'm sorry.
Why do you think that is?
Sparkle, because it's all about what he wants. It's about him. 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 You know? If he can't be a good friend to me, I'm not gonna be a good friend to him. It's done.
Don't say that. A good friend is hard to come by.
Yeah, but if he was a real friend, he would know how to say I'm sorry.
Thank you, Agnes. Nail on the head.
It's like right now, after all the shit that we have been through in the last few days, you know? He's in there having the time of his life, having sex.
Kumar is comforted by his two prostitutes.
I never should have left her. I don't even know what I was thinking. I loved her so much. She was my little baby. She was my little baby. Why let my little baby go? Why let her go?
You'll find someone else.
No, I won't. Not like Vanessa.
You'll find love again someday. Yeah, you will.
Did you guys?
No, we're whores, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
What the hell is going on here?
That prick fucking branded me!
Oh, stop it.
I warned you, Neil.
Bring it. Neil!
Time to put your dick in the dirt.
Neil! What is Neil? What are you doing?
Come on.
No, Neil. Neil! What about Neil? No, fuck Neil. He just fucked us.
Neil! Neil!
Come on.
Neil!
Come on! Why?
Look, we're stealing his car. We can't leave him back there.
He stole your fucking car last week.
What was that?
Hurry up!
Neil!
Hurry up!
Come on, man.
Guys, all right, hurry up.
Neil, come on,
guys.
Man.
Hurry up.
Neil.
Hey, hurry up. It's not even funny. Hurry
Neil.
Up, dude. Hurry up.
Neil.
I'm gonna make it, dude. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Get the car. Oh, my God.
Neil's dead. Neil's dead.
Get the fuck out of here!
Sally has pumped two shotgun shells into Neil's back as he runs across the grass towards the car. He falls dead.
It's the dawn of a new day.
But Neil Patrick Harris isn't around to see it, man.
Dude, I told you, will you please stop saying that?
God. He's gone. Maybe he's got some family contact info in here.
Dude, I know. I'm not calling Neil's parents.
What's in the bag?
Holy fuck.
Creepy mask. A jar with hair in it. And, like, 12 cans of mace.
Look, dude!
Holy shit. Holy shit, we actually made it.
They pull into the drive of the posh house of Vanessa's fiancé.
This is where Colton grew up, huh? Smell that? That smells like douche.
No. You will remain in this car. I will go inside alone, and if we're lucky, Colton will help us out.
Why can't I?
No. Let me put it another way. You leave this car, and our friendship is over.
But Roldy, I just...
Kumar! Open the door now. We'll cut your fucking balls off.
Jesus, okay.
Balls.
Go!
Harold gestures to Kumar, who raises his hands and remains in the driving seat of the car.
Hi, I'm a friend of Colton's. Thank you.
Vanessa scampers out of the house and across the grass. Kumar notices her as she turns round furtively and kneels by a bunch of stones. From beneath one of them, she retrieves a spliff. Kumar leers from the car. Going for the door handle, he stops himself. With a rueful grimace, he looks back towards where Vanessa stands smoking her joint. She breaks off a stiletto heel on the edge of the brick path.
Oh, ah!
Kumar is out of the car in an instant.
God damn it!
Vanessa? You okay?
Kumar? What are you doing here?
Okay, let me help you.
I thought you were going to Amsterdam.
Yeah, me too. Didn't work out. Alright? No. Does this hurt when I touch it?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. This is just what I need. A limp during the wedding.
And can you move it around in a circle? Okay, that's what I figured. It's just your ATFL. I don't think you tore it, though, so a little ice and massage should do the trick. You'll be fine.
Are you gonna tell me why you're here?
Roldy and I ran into some trouble, and we figured that maybe your Colton could help us out.
Still getting into trouble, huh?
A little bit.
You remember that time that you broke into the animal lab and, like, stole that monkey and put it in Andy Rosenberg's dorm room? Okay.
First of all, that was Goldstein's idea, and second of all, had I known that the monkey had AIDS, I never would have done that. What about you? You put those disgusting used tampons in Professor Connop's purse, remember that?
Oh, come on. She was a bitch and you know it.
What's going on here?
Hey, she actually fell and broke her heel here.
Yeah, I twisted my ankle. Kumar was just looking at it.
Why aren't you in the car, Kumar?
Dude, I heard her yell.
I thought I told you to stay in the car, man.
Yep.
It's okay, man. No worries. Listen, Roldy filled me in on the situation. Don't worry. I'll make sure my dad takes care of everything.
Oh, thanks, man.
In the meantime, you are going to the doctor.
Ramon!
Please bring Vanessa to Dr. Harris.
Immediately.
Bye, Vanessa. Hope you feel better.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys. All right. All right, guys, jet's all fueled. You should be home in no time.
Sweet.
Carlton drives his Jag onto the runway of Hewitt Regional Airport.
Hey, Colton, I can't believe you're doing this for us on the night before your wedding day. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Please, don't mention it. Just want to make sure everything works out smoothly.
Dude, are all these planes yours?
No. Okay. Rolled? Come on, of course they are.
Guess one of your planes.
Yeah, hey, Colton, man. Listen, I was wrong about you, dude. You're not a douchebag.
Dude.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're a good dude, and I'm happy for you and Vanessa.
Wow. It's big of you, Kumar. Really appreciate it.
Sure. I just can't wait to get back, man.
Oh! You're going back. All right. This time you're not escaping.
Now!
Fox heads up the team, which Carlton has clearly tipped off.
You are a douchebag, you fucking douchebag! Fuck you!
Yeah, last thing I was gonna let you guys do is ruin my wedding.
You did this?
Of course he did this!
I thought we were friends, man. How could you betray me like this?
Oh, come on, Roald. You and me? You let me cheat off in advanced accounting. Other than that, I can give a shit about you.
Take away, guys.
When we get out of this, I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass, man!
Wait, you're scaring me. Oh, come on! You're not one of those kung fu Asians. You're a fucking pussy banker, for Christ's sakes.
Fuck
I'm gonna
you!
Lift you up,
fuck
bitch!
You!
You bitch! Watch your back, bitch!
Fuck you, dude!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
I'm awesome.
A huge USAF transport plane heaves itself off a runway.
Looks like you boys picked the wrong side, huh?
Where's your Koran now?
We're not even Muslim, you moron, and even if we were, that doesn't make us terrorists. Hey! I'm talking to you! Get back here!
Fox has gone to sit at the other end of the hold, headphones on, miming to the drums.
Oh, man, I can't believe we're going back. Now do you see why I hate Colton Graham?
Now do you see why I hate you? I asked you specifically to stay in the car. I told you our friendship was at stake.
Vanessa fell down.
I don't want to hear it.
I was helping her.
I don't want to hear the excuses. Don't want to hear the excuses!
I heard her.
I don't want to hear it!
I'm sorry. Okay? Look at this. I fucked up, okay? I fucked up, and I always fuck up. I am a fuck up.
You think?
Harold, you're my best friend, dude. You mean the world to me, man. I love you.
Queers.
And I promise you, if we figure out a way to get out of this, I'm gonna change, okay? It's not just gonna be about Kumar all the time. It'll be about Kumar and Harold.
Harold and Kumar.
I kinda like the first way better. Okay, Harold and Kumar. Harold and Kumar.
It's not all your fault.
Yeah, it is. I brought weed on the plane.
You got weed?
No, the other plane. No, I wish Neil Patrick Harris were still alive. That guy fucking loves him. He totally would have been able to bail us out.
You just gave me an idea, man.
What?
I got this. Hey, bro, I actually still have some weed.
You do?
Seriously?
Yeah. It's in my pants. Hold up.
You want to smoke now?
Me.
Harold, this is definitely not the time to smoke.
Harold extricates from his pocket one of the mace sprays from Neil Patrick Harris's jacket and disables the two men guarding them. Fox remains oblivious due to his headphones. Harold straps on a parachute.
Dude, you took Neil's mace?
Been through a lot of shit. Figured we might need it.
Good call. Derek, can I get another water? What the fuck?
Fox pulls his gun and drops his Maltesers.
Keep your hands up!
Please don't shoot!
Jesus Christ!
Please don't shoot!
Okay.
It will be a cold day in hell before I let you hijack this plane.
Beecher creeps up behind Fox and gets the gun.
Beecher, what are you doing? Huh? Whose side are you on? I thought I told you to stay in the cockpit!
Enough, Fox! I've had enough of your crap!
You think that just because I'm smart you can treat me like some dork in gym class? It's obvious these kids are innocent, but you're too dumb to realize that. You know? It's people like you who make the world think that Americans are stupid! But we're not stupid! And we're not gonna take this shit anymore!
It's okay, cuz. It's all over now. Everything's gonna be alright.
Beecher slips on Fox's spilt Maltesers and falls out through the hatch door, followed by Kumar and Harold. They fall through the air. Only Kumar has a chute.
I don't want to die! Kumar! What? I have the parachute! Come over here! How the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Swim!
Oh! Holy shit! It's fucking working!
They manage to swim over to each other.
Yeah! I love you! Oh, shit!
Fox falls through the air, shooting at them.
Don't worry about it! I have an idea! What? Hang on!
Harold pulls the ripcord. Fox falls to Earth.
So fucking extreme!
It was. Hey, Roldy, can you move us out of the way? There's a house coming up down here.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
The pair drop through the skylight of a house and into the living room below.
Oh, the glass grabbed my dick! Oh, I think I'm okay.
Dude. No.
Oh, shit, dude.
Fuck.
You all right?
I think so. We gotta get out of here before the people who live here find us.
I know.
They're gonna be...
Dude.
Harold takes down from the mantelpiece a framed photo of Mr. and Mrs. George W. Bush.
No.
Holy shit.
What the hell are y'all doing in my office? You better start giving me some answers.
George, we're going to be late for that wedding.
Shit. It's training. Come on, you guys keep quiet. Follow me. That scares the crap out of me. Let's go head in the guest house. Come on. Come on.
An actor bearing a passing resemblance to President Bush ushers them hurriedly through into a kind of games room. There are pinball machines, soft porn pinups, and a dartboard bearing a photo of Osama bin Laden as its bullseye.
This is a cool room.
Yeah, this is where I come to escape from work.
Here?
Yes, sir. So who the heck are you guys?
All right, my name is Harold B., sir, and this is Kumar Patel.
From Mitsubishiwa.
Anyway, we're on a parachute and we sort of landed on your ranch.
Dude, this is weed.
That's Alabama Kush. That's only the finest.
So you get high and then you put other people who smoke weed in jail?
Duh.
That's so hypocritical.
Hey,
oh, yeah?
Hey.
Well, let me ask you something, Kumar. You like giving hand jobs?
No, sir.
You like getting hand jobs?
Yeah.
All right, well, that makes you a fucking hypocriticizer, too. So shut the fuck up and smoke my weed.
Guests begin to assemble for the wedding of Vanessa and Carlton. In a side room, the bride stands surrounded by numerous women adjusting her pure white dress and veil. A curtain is pulled back and Carlton enters, smiling smarmily.
Hey, love.
What are you doing here? It's bad luck. The ceremony starts in an hour.
I just want to let you know, I had catering get an extra case of Coors Light in case the president comes. It's his favorite beer. Do you think that'll be enough?
I don't know. Yes. Who cares? Were you able to work everything out with Kumar and Harold?
Don't worry, Chestnut. I took complete care of him.
In the games room, Harold and Kumar sit with the president in a haze of smoke.
They thought you guys were terrorizers.
Wait, that's not funny, man. They sent us to Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, fuck, G-Bay! Tell me you didn't eat that cock meat sandwich.
No. No, we did not eat the cock meat sandwich. We escaped, thank God.
That cock meat sandwich, that's my favorite.
Oh, my God. This is good shit.
I know. I laced it with blow.
Fuck.
So it knocks you out and it keeps you going at the same time.
If you like weed so much, why don't you just legalize it?
Are you fucking kidding me? You know how pissed off my dad would get if I did that?
Holy shit, dude. My dad's all up in my shit, too, about this whole med school thing, right? And it's not that I don't want to be a doctor, but, like, fucking sometimes I wonder if he's just encouraging me because he knows it'll make me happy or because he wants me to carry on his legacy, you know?
You just blew my fucking mind.
The guests keep coming. The wedding appears to have been designed within an inch of its life in fairy tale whites, tree branches, and hanging lights.
Daddy? Yeah, it's W. I don't need your friends to tell me what to do anymore. No, I'm not being disrespectful.
That's what I say.
I'm just saying that I can handle my own shit, all right? I mean, I don't need them to tell me how to do what I have to do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, well, fuck you, Dad. Fuck you!
That was awesome.
You guys are awesome.
No,
you're awesome.
No, you are awesome.
Sir, you are awesome. Seriously.
Listen, about our situation.
Oh, fuck that. Listen, guys, I am the fucking president, all right? That means I get to pardon whoever I want. You guys are in the fucking clear. Don't worry.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll mention it.
Thank you. But, listen, to be honest, after all the shit that we've been through, I don't know if we can trust our government anymore.
Trust the government?
Yeah.
Heck, I'm in the government. I don't even trust it. Huh? You don't have to believe in your government to be a good American. You just have to believe in your country.
Huh. Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, it's just good shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But if you guys need anything else, just let me know, all right?
Actually, Mr. President, there is one thing.
This really came out great.
Yeah, it did.
I lit a lot of these candles.
Carlton and his best man await the bride. She suddenly appears on the arm of an elegant older man and walks down the aisle.
All clear. Safe to proceed.
He's here. Knew he'd come.
All right, let him in.
The government agents usher in not the president, but Harold and Kumar.
Who is that?
Harold?
Kumar?
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for interrupting this beautiful ceremony, but there is no way in hell that I'm letting the only woman I've ever loved marry that piece of shit.
Security? Get them out of here, please.
Oh, these guys? Nah, see, they're with us. Yeah, looks like I got a little more pull with the president than you, bitch.
What the hell is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
Your fiancé promised to get us out of trouble. But instead, he arranged for us to be sent back to Guantanamo Bay, where we'd be forced to suck Big Bob's fat dick.
Vanessa turns to Carlton.
Is this true?
Yeah, it's true.
Take care of this myself.
Okay, no, wait.
Carlton advances on them.
You son of a bitch.
I loved you, man.
Harold fells Carlton.
I can't believe this.
Vanessa, let me explain.
Explain? Explain why you're putting me through the most embarrassing moment of my life.
What if I did something embarrassing to myself? Would that make you feel better?
There's nothing you could do that would be this embarrassing.
Vanessa turns and walks away in disdain.
I fear that I will always be a lonely number like Route 3. A 3 is all that's good and right. Why must my 3 keep out of sight beneath a vicious square root sign? I wish instead I were a 9, for 9 could thwart this evil trick with just some quick arithmetic. I know I'll never see the sun as 1.7321.
You fucking tool. Quiet, Anus.
Such is my reality, a sad irrationality. When hark, just what is this I see? Another square root of a 3 has quietly come waltzing by. Together now we multiply and form a number we prefer, rejoicing as an integer. We break free from our mortal bonds, and with a wave of magic wands, our square root signs become unglued, and love for me has been renewed.
Kumar has come close to Vanessa, whose heart appears to be melting, along with everyone else's there present.
You're right. That was pretty lame.
Told you. Look, I can't promise you the kind of lifestyle that Colton could. And I can't promise you that I'm going to mature overnight, but what I can promise you is that...
Everyone in the congregation cranes forward to hear.
Sorry, I smoked weed with the president earlier. I totally forgot what I was going to say. I can promise you that I will always love you, and I'll never try and make you into something that you're not. So, what do you say? You take a brother back?
Only if you promise to get me out of this awkward situation as soon as possible.
Come here.
He kisses her. Vanessa, Kumar, and Harold run from the marquee as white doves are released.
Well, let's get the hell back to Jersey.
All right, hold on. First, we gotta do something for my buddy here. Gotta go somewhere.
Where?
A Dutch spire rises against a clear blue sky. Harold walks across a bridge over a canal. A title reads Amsterdam. He walks down steps into a small hotel called the Hoxbergen. At the reception, he unfurls a pencil drawing of a young woman. The receptionist shakes his head. He walks down the steps from another hotel now and joins Vanessa and Kumar at a cafe table.
Hey. No luck, huh?
No.
Called every hotel in the city. I walked all around. Just can't find her anywhere.
We'll find her.
We'll find her, dude.
The pair pause in their joint smoking as Harold freezes, smiling.
What? Oh my God, there she is.
A young woman smiles in a large window.
Wow, Roldy, she's hot.
Dude, go get her.
Just then, a young man appears in the window close alongside her.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, man. So fuck it, forget about that. It's probably just some Amsterdam fling, all right? We'll go back to the jurors in a couple of days, all right?
No, fuck it. I came way too far. We went through too much shit. I'm gonna talk to her.
No, dude, don't go in there. Come on.
Wait.
Come on, man. Wait till we get back to Jersey.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, c'est quoi ton putain problème, toi?
Harold.
Oh, I didn't understand what you said.
What the fuck are you doing?
The fuck are you doing, man?
You're ruining my shot.
You what?
Get off my set.
I'm so confused. What's going on?
I'm doing a photo shoot.
Of course, you're a model. You're very hot. You're a model, right? I always wondered what you did for a living. I'm sorry, so wait a second. So you're not with this dude?
Are you kidding? Me?
Yeah.
No! Anton is, like, totally gay.
If proof were needed, Anton is passionately kissing the photographer.
Harold, what are you doing here?
I didn't want to wait 10 days to see you, so I thought I would come and surprise you.
That is so sweet.
Okay, it's sweet.
I've been thinking about you this whole time.
You have?
I have. I missed you so much.
I miss you.
They kiss intensely. Kumar arrives gawping.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bang, bang, Roldy. Hello, Maria. My name is Kumar. I've heard so much about you.
Hi.
This is Vanessa. Vanessa Maria.
Hey.
Ladies and Roldy, how would you like to get really fucking high since we're in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it.
The end. In the beginning, there was a hum from a poet whose pulse fell drum, drum, drum. It will perform praise and all till one day you heard a voice call, drum, drum, drum. This bitch is a movie, bitch is gosh. This bitch is a thing. Inside you, rejoicing and pleasing me, invite you to evil, greed, and lies too. Yeah, confusing days, he moved in ways, it soon became a coon. And boom, boom, boom. And knock on his door, his heart is no more. And knock on his door, his soul is no more.
Brothers and sisters, we're gonna have church tonight. And tonight this speaker is Reverend Rufus Jackson.
I wake up praising God every day. I wanna smoke some weed and throw me a J. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sky. Watch the butterflies hit the wall. And if you're feeling down, give your boy a call. Weed, it takes the stress away. That's why Bizarre smoke 10 blunts a day. It's nothing but the sticky, icky green stuff. Light it, pass it, and take a puff. Having a bad day, stop by my house. Cause most likely, I got a blunt in my mouth. So sit down, relax, and chill. And if you don't smoke weed, then shit, I got some pills. What you need, girl, to fucking refill? A fat bag of weed and some Happy Meals. Nah, baby, I don't smoke new ports. Only fat bags of weed in this escort.
I wake up praising God every day. I wanna smoke some weed and throw me a J. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For letting me live another day. Hey, hey.
Sunday morning, this is my half faith. Blunt in my mouth, watching TJ Drake. Dangerous mind, just like Coolio. Only church I know is Snoop Dogg studio. White Owl's raps roll in my lap. Grab the Hennessy, get the ass a tap. I'm glad that I didn't move down south. Take care of my kids, be the man of the house. Orange mushrooms and yellow stars. Fat bags of Beatles in mason jars. Get in the lap, come on, jump in. Drink a bottle of gin and two of your freaky friends. Oh, fuck it, let's go to see the point. Bring your son along, shit, he can hit the joint. Cause rapping, it's a full-time job. All I wanna smoke weed and praise God, yeah.
I wake up praising God every day. I wanna smoke some weed and throw me a J. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For letting me live another day. Hey, hey.
Take it down. Yeah. We gon' slow it down right here. We're having church up in here tonight. It's the Reverend Rufus Johnson. And we're sitting over here at 16 Cabo Coney.
And ladies and gentlemen, come in, praise God with us.
I wake up praising God every day. I wanna smoke some weed and throw me a J. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tabernacle, yeah. Come praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Sunday at 4:20. Brothers and sisters, Sunday at 4:20. Come on, praise God. Just cause you smoke weed don't mean you're a sinner.
What?
Just cause you smoke weed don't mean you don't believe in God.